I'm Kathy, your co-host. Master Healer Teacher Ron Amatron will be discussing our life purpose, spiritual path, and why it is very difficult for us to know who we really are and what our purpose is. Sometimes we do not know how or why we do the things we do, or why we can't get the energy going in the direction we want or the results we want. There is a reason, and it has been withheld from us. Tonight, Ron will bring forth vital information about mechanical, robotic programs that aliens have embedded in us, which control how our bodies think and respond. They are running in us right now. Ron will give examples how we are being directly controlled by robotic programming, and he will provide sample robotic clearings for us tonight. Before we get to the robotic programs discussion, Ron will provide some divine healings to remove an implanted barcode in us called the 2,000 Years of Darkness. Then, he will activate the drawing of the light being's picture found on his host page with peace energy so we can become heart-centered. And now over to you, Ron, for the barcode removal and light being activation and anything else you may see we need.
Okay, here we go. So we'll activate the light being on your monitor screen. And here we go. We're going to bring in peace energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll just increase it some more. This is the male energy coming, male light being. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And what we'll do is the 2,000 year of darkness removal, where you'll be able to listen to what we're talking about, because you probably have energetic implants in your DNA given to you throughout this last 2,000 year cycle, so that you would not become awakened with your true spiritual identity at the end of the 2,000 year cycle for ascension. So here we go. I'll just clear some of these energies away from you so you can start to hear more truth. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this is what we have on the website. It's free. It's the 2,000 year of darkness barcode removal. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, we appreciate having the peace energy from source throughout the light being, through the light being on our monitors, as this topic is really way out there for some of our newer listeners. So I'd like to greet the listening audience and members in the CTR chat room, where our moderator will post the link to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and to his host page on CTR, where he has videos from his live conferences, photos, and much other content relevant to his program topics. So tonight our topic is robotic programs. Ron, will you tell us your insight about these embedded in robotic programs, how and when you discovered them?
Yeah, I've been seeing them for quite a while. I could talk about one time I went into a store back in New York to get something. This is like a hardware store, and I went down the right aisle, you know, as I was directed there, and asked a person who was working about where this one particular item was, and he said, it's right there, and I found it, and I picked it up, and he goes, well, you know, have a good day, drive safe, or something like that. So that was fine. Decided to get the same thing over again about 2 minutes later, so I figured I might as well have two of these, so I went back and got it. Looked at me, exact tone of voice, same thing, exact words, and I go, wow, this guy's like a robot, you know. He could have just been there, you know, as a cardboard cutout. And as you walk in front of it, it activates and would say this thing. So that was one of them. Naturally, you probably have heard things on TV all the time or on the radio where it's the same thing being repeated over and over again. And that also could be sort of like that. You do have energies that could be in your body. I just recently removed a camera out of somebody's eye, and I've done this a few times with a lot of people. rid of at least 6 cameras so far, I think. So sometimes your eyes will look a little different. If you look into a mirror, and one eye might be maybe brown, and the other one is kind of brown, we'll say. That's if you have brown eyes. But it's not quite the same appearance. It looks a little fogged over. Well, there's probably a camera in there, so I can release those from people. Another thing, you could have something in your ear, you know, as a program or as an actual thing attached to you. So this is all common stuff that I deal with. It sounds a little far out to some people, but just watch the TV programs, and you may see, you know, these particular aliens that are coming here to save the planet, we'll say, or just people that have strange things. So I've been seeing this for quite a while in people and watching patterns and just understanding that people have that. I worked with one person who had a robotic program, and Ron, I just don't feel like I'm connecting to my body that well. I really don't know my body, at least today anyway, and he must have known the difference from when he was connected to it more. So I took out the program so he could connect to his body more. He got warmer, felt better, but then he had to walk down some stairs to go to the restroom. This is at the famous Alien Cafe in New York that I go to. It's another name, but that's what I call it. And he's walking down the stairs, and he says, when I got to the stairs, I didn't know how to walk. The program, the robotic program that was in me to walk, was taken out, and I had to, like, look down at the stairs like, this is my first time of ever walking downstairs. So we watched somebody in front of him walking down the stairs, and he kind of copied the movements in himself, and he went down slow. But then he said, that was fine. I could kind of, you know, relearn how to walk downstairs. But the problem was when I had to go up the stairs, the same thing happened. I didn't have a program to walk up the stairs. So then he had to wait for somebody else to walk up to realize that he had to move one leg over the other. And he says, boy, that was weird. And so that was the program that he had put into him. So there's a lot of robotic programs that people have. You have mind looping where you say the same thing over again like we're talking about previously. You have programs that get activated by other people. And these programs can also bring forth an alien critter that's out there waiting to come in, and they have the energy attached to them to come in with certain keywords. And then you also have keywords that activate things in you to do certain things. So you could remember the movie Manchurian Candidate. It's pretty old, but you could watch that where, you know, somebody gets told something, a phone call or whatever, and then all of a sudden they get switched over into a whole different personality and they behave differently, not knowing what they're doing. And those programs are probably in everybody. In the Manchurian Candidate, it was something that was done, we'll say, here on this planet, we'll say, as the movie brought that out. But basically, you have these from alien life forms. So they can do all different types of things. And they can be stored inside of you, not even working or running until you get activated. One of those programs that we have on the website to help you out immensely is the nanotechnology clearing. There's a special name for it that we have. It's a little long, but it takes away the nano energies that are put into you that it get activated through the air that you're breathing. So that's a clearing that you may wish to look at. So basically, your body parts, you may get stiff. Maybe for some reason, all of a sudden, you're feeling fine, and you get this pain in your body, and you jerk, and then the pain stays with you. That could be something being inserted in you to program you. So if you do feel, you know, energies that are kind of different, then that could be what it is. Another thing is you may realize that as you see people around you, they may respond differently. Maybe somebody has a certain way of acting, and all of a sudden one day they act completely different. Well, that could be the programs going off, making them do something, and it could also be entities that have hopped on board. There's a lot of movies out there about robotics, you know, that you can view and see, and it's quite interesting to see people with them. So, back to you, Kathy.
when you mentioned people walking stiff, you reminded me of models, how they have to sort of walk robotically down the catwalk. And also you reminded me of people who are in marching bands and or doing some kind of marching for the military. And people that do the same thing over and over again or do it really well, like in synchronized swimming. So does the robotic program mainly affect our bodies?
Yeah, that's the main thing that that is going to do. So remember, you are your body, and your body does communicate to you. Most people don't realize that because they're too much in the mental realm to understand about their body. But your thoughts control your body. And your body may not want to do something, but your mind is very strong-willed, we'll say, and your body then goes along for the ride. So that could be a problem that a lot of people have by not knowing about their own particular body energies. So the worst thing is that people who really don't know about their body too much, and you could be causing harm to your body not even knowing about it. So that's why you know, we talk about people shrink wrapping, having energies that should only be connected to people, connect to you. So when you do a shrink wrap, that could help. You could probably talk about that, Kathy, if you like, about shrink wrapping, because that's a thing that we try to tell people to do all the time to get rid of these alien life forms and things that could come into you. That could even be programmed. You don't know what you're getting when somebody touches you. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Well, the energy shrink wrapping is something we have learned from Ron to say. We can say, body command you to shrink wrap. We shrink wrap our energy. We hold our energy close to our body that way so that our field isn't going to be, let's say, corrupted by other people's energies or external forces that tends to be out there. The body energy shrink wrap keeps our body energy tight to our bodies, and it's something we can just command anywhere we go, anytime, when we're in crowds, when we change locations, when we're going to be in public places where we're going to have physical contact. So it's a perfect way to solve that problem of, or that challenge of, keeping ourselves in integrity as much as possible. So Ron has a wonderful clearing called Robotic Mechanical Body Program Clearing that he's designed on his website, creationlightship.com. And if we can talk about it for a few minutes, Ron, and then maybe after we talk about it, Ron will do some healing for us on the robotic programs that we already are storing in our bodies.
Yeah, so these programs may not be active completely with you, but they still can be working and preventing your body to do something, holding the pattern. So let's just say, in fact, we'll do a robotic clearing on your left wrist. So I want everybody to kind of move their hand up and down. And remember, you probably have a robotic program connected to you, and we're looking now, focusing on your left wrist. So to kind of move your hand back and forth, and we'll take away that program because it may have been working to you maybe a couple of weeks ago without you knowing about it, but there's still residual there, and there's still a program attached to you. So we'll take that away and just see if your wrist and hand feels a little better. So here we go. One, two, and I'll do your hand also. Three, four, and five, and just see if your hand is moving a little easier. And now compare it to your other hand, your right hand. Which wrist works better? Okay? And just kind of feel if you're having maybe more movement, more flexibility in your left side. Now we're going to do the right one. Here we go. So right wrist, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, I would say that your right wrist should feel a lot looser. Like if you just let your hand fall down, it'll probably just fall down quicker than the one on the left side. And I will do the left side one over again here with some more energy, taking away that robotic program that was put into you by these unwanted universal travelers. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so kind of feel that. Let's do your right hand now. We're going to take the robotic program off of your right hand and fingers. So here we go. And I'll just snap my finger to do that. It's a little much easier so we can get on with the show here. So there we go, taking this away here for you. Okay, and now move your hand and your fingers. See if you feel a little more moisture. You may have more movement in your fingers. Now we'll do your left hand and fingers. Okay, there we go. And they should feel better. Why are they feeling better? Because we took away the programs that are attached to you that is preventing you from being 100% more connected to yourself. And a lot of people could have maybe a back problem. Maybe you have stiff legs. Maybe you have a hip problem or something. So let's work on your left leg. Here we go. Taking away the program there. And that's kind of tense here. A little more energy. Okay. And do the right leg. Okay, everybody, get up and walk around and just see if you have a little more ease of movement. Now, I'm going to also do right now your back, maybe lower back. Maybe you have a hard time bending over because you have some pain there. I'm going to take away the wanted Universal Travelers program on your lower back and probably your hips. So here we go, taking this away now. A lot of energy there. Okay, there we go. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, I sure felt that in my spine. That's for sure. A lot of people do have spinal issues, and see a lot of people walking around like they're a little bit stiff in the legs and they've got that sort of mechanical walk. And you know, I think people contribute it to being maybe a spinal condition. But wouldn't the robotic clearing help the spinal condition, if so?
Yeah, whatever you have, it would probably help you. So sometimes people may have a situation where there's really no reason why they should have it, but maybe they have it and trying to figure out why they got it. And there's really no answer to it. And by doing some of the clearings, you may realize that you're not alone. And there's something out there controlling you. So we have the robotic clearing online to help people out. And it can help you out immensely. So just you have to kind of really go outside of the box, because most people will think, gee, am I a robot? Well, you're being controlled that way, yes. Uh-huh. So that is correct. The energies around you are controlling you against your free will, free choice. And remember, these unwanted universal travelers don't care what your free will, free choice is, because they're controlling you. And they're using their free will, free choice to harm you. So back to you, Kathy.
So, Ron, earlier you mentioned that the robotic programs are in our heads, our ears, et cetera. And so I was wondering if perhaps it's a robotic program in us that prevents us from really understanding what people say, that causes misinterpretations and misunderstandings.
Yeah, that's true. And you could be getting switched out, too. But one gentleman was talking to me quite a while ago, and he really wanted to get a lot out of the radio show program. So he thought, I'll just start to write down the words that you said, talking to me. So he started writing things down so he could understand more. And lo and behold, he realized that there were some words that I never said that he wrote down. And he goes, well, wait a minute. So he's probably, you know, transcribing things maybe 6 words at a time or something. So I went back, and he goes, oh, I didn't say that. So we stuttered it over again and wrote the same exact words down over again that I did not say. But the program in him wanted to take what I was saying and twist it. And then he finally realized, yeah, this is really strange, and I'm being controlled, not knowing why I'm writing these words down, but it is probably a belief system, or maybe the unwanted universal travelers didn't want him to fully comprehend what we're talking about because it was interfering with their mission, we'll say, to harm him. That's kind of what you have to look at. What's going on? You know, what's going on with you? And you really, you know, understand what's happening. And that's why we have all these wonderful clearings on the website, so that you're able to come more into your spiritual consciousness of your spirit and get out of these mind-controlling programs that are affecting you. And, you know, there's a lot of words being stated out there on the New Age movement, we'll say, that is just words. And people are always trying to find stuff outside of themselves to help them, to get that Band-Aid and to have more realization. But it's very disconcerting that none of these things that they talk about is actually going to help you. You know, like, you know, I guess you could probably repeat it, a couple of them there. I know you did it earlier on the program here.
Like our spiritual path and our...
find right order and...
purpose.
What else do we have there? I know there's quite a few words that the New Agers use. My life's mission, my life's purpose. I have free will, free choice. I'm an enlightened being. My spirit's all powerful. You know, we could go probably on and on and on. And all those things are just words that are trying to satisfy your ego. And none of it is really true because you don't even know who or what your spirit is for most people. They don't ever talk to their own spirit. But yet, these words really make them feel like they're going somewhere. And maybe they read the perfect book, thinking that they have it all because it's all in the text and they read it. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, Ron, since those words are so prevalent in the current teachings in New Thought media, maybe we could get a clearing for our ears, our hearing maybe, so that we can actually hear the truth when it's spoken.
Boy, I can do that a little bit here. You may want to get on and repeat that barcode clearing. It's a free clearing, 2000 Year of Darkness barcode. If you have been connected to a lot of this New Age metaphysical jargon and trying to find yourself through books and self-help programs, that will lead you further down the rat hole but make your ego feel like you're really satisfied, that clearing can help you out immensely. So here we go. Let's just do a sample of that. I would recommend if you've been involved in New Age metaphysics, basically I think it probably came out in the middle 70s, I think. So if you have been involved that long, you may want to do this clearing maybe for, I would say, realistically, probably about 50 hours. So here we go. This is like a little small Band-Aid here. So one, releasing some of this energy from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one of those things that people talk about is their I am presence. what would that really mean, that I am present, or are they trying to bring something to them that is outside of themselves, which you really can't do, but you can bring in the darkness of the I am presence to you by doing attunements and energetic work from a practitioner. So, you know, anything outside of yourself, you want to be suspicious. Only because your spirit doesn't work outside of yourself. It already knows the truth. But have you connected and talked to your spirit today? And hopefully all the listeners listening would say, oh, yeah, I do that. Well, you do the mind-to-heart drop, commanding your spirit to take your thoughts from your head into your heart. Your spirit will never talk to you inside of your head. So if you think you're talking to your spirit inside of your head, then you're channeling something. And it's not your spirit. Channeling some probably entity, maybe somebody died and they wanted to talk to you. And actually they'll come to you with your own name and the voice inside of your head. That's what they use. Maybe you think you're bringing in some angelic form or something. Who knows what it would be, you know. They may say whatever they want, but remember, your spirit only connects with you inside of your heart center, and you must go there to do so. That's what this program is all about, is connecting to you, and that's the whole process. So is there a divine plan for everybody? That's one question that people ask. What's my divine plan? What's my life path? Well, in true light, there's really no such thing as what you want to create moment by moment. So your divine plan here, readers could read, if you had a psychic reading, that's what the dark side has in store for you. So there's really no divine plan, but there is the light of the darkness commanding you, telling you to do stuff with these robotic programs and everything else that's attached to you in this lifetime. So your divine plan is strictly mind-controlling programs. And they're hoping that you follow that particular situation or whatever that path would be for yourself to be more into darkness. So there's no such thing as a divine plan, but that's a nice flower way that the New Agers tend to want to bring forth this energy to people. And the new people who are just getting on board with that particular belief system of the light of the darkness may think it's wonderful because they were told something about their divine plan, and they're here to do this, that, and the other, and it makes them feel good. Well, you're just satisfying your ego. In true light, there's no such thing. And are you in true light here? No. That's why you want to connect to your spirit. In true light, nothing would be talking to you. You wouldn't have anybody channeling to you, telling you information. It doesn't exist. Everything works in the present moment. So once you hear a few of these shows, you may wonder, gee, you know, have I been taught the wrong thing? Am I on the wrong path? Well, yeah, if you're not connecting to your spirit and living the life in the moment, then you are on the wrong path. Then you're in darkness. That's where you've been for thousands of years. So that's why we have this program to help people out, to give them some truth about what the true light is versus the light of the darkness that is being sold to everybody and talked about as New Age spirituality, and how to connect to something outside of yourself, stroke your ego, and to make you think and feel better. And all that is just the light of the darkness, which is why you're still here. You're only here because you bought the wrong belief system. And you're living now the belief of your ancestors. And your emotions are what get triggered in light. No such thing as emotion. So the whole thing is interesting to watch people. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to see how people get triggered, sort of uniformly responding to certain events that might be worldwide or you know, even local, how there will be like an emotional outpouring of similar responses. And so in addition to our DNA and entities that are within us, our robotic programs instilled in us and triggered by say, these sorts of events.
Let's do a clearing here. I want everybody to bring up a situation that they've seen more recently or heard about, you know. You may have seen something on the TV or the radio or even in a song that triggered you to make you have feelings. and then the feelings brought up a situation that you probably experienced in your life, or if not in this life, past lives, which would be in your genetics. Remember, each time your spirit incarnates, that energy is taken away from it. And so your past life is actually your body. As far as having somebody tell you that your spirit did this, that, and the other, no, the dark side takes that away. So they're just reading either your body energy as a reader standpoint or entities that are with you. So take a situation that you've encountered, whatever that would be for you, that gave you an emotional situation in response to that. It triggered you. And that means that whatever you saw is triggered inside of you, and you probably have that similar experience throughout, you know, a few or maybe many of your past life's energies, which is your ancestors' life experience, which you're living now. So that got triggered in you. So I'm going to do a clearing for you on that here. And this can also bring forth the robotic clearing in you. I was at a store the other day. I'll just go a little further here. But I'll first do the clearing, then I'll talk about this here. So here we go. One, releasing this energy from you, and you have to think about it, what that situation is, and neutralize it. Neutralize the mind energy to give you peace. Because once that's taken away from you, all you have left is peace, that source energy. So one, and we're taking out a program that you got handed. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So look upon that situation that you saw, and it should be pretty much released from you. If you still have it, that means that that's happened to you, or something similar has happened to you in your past. So you just want to go deeper and do more clearings. We have those on the website. We have a media clearing if you're experiencing that. That may help you somewhat to take away a situation. If not, then you want to get into the whole lifetime clearing to get things taken away from you that you have stored inside of you, bringing forth programs. I was in a store the other day. I think it was yesterday. And the person said, and they had a TV on, and he's watching the situations back east happening. And he says, man, they keep playing that thing over and over and over again. And I go, yeah, they're just bringing up people's traumas, and, you know, they're living off that energy. He didn't really know what I was talking about, probably. That's talking about aliens, living off people's energy, watching this emotional situation happening as the newscasters kept repeating the same thing over and over again for hours. And then he said, as a Vietnam vet, which is what he was, I believe, he said, you know, if I ever found that guy, he wouldn't have any more birthdays. So for him, he was directed as instinct, being a veteran, and seeing what happened, okay, to get into the far end of the scale of causing somebody to die. So that's kind of where he was coming from. And that was his program for his defense, because he saw things happening that didn't agree with him. And so he wanted to typically go out and kill somebody or people who caused a problem. So that was interesting. So that was his program that he was programmed with to do that. So back to you. That's like the Manchurian candidate. So back to you, Kathy.
It sounds like a very intricate way of keeping us connected to alien energy and external forces, mind control programs, by being manipulated like a marionette puppet, with our strings being pulled, and then with the programs having our buttons pushed. And then we have events that we watch that, if we get drawn into them, puts us on those same timelines, as if we're there, and so we get even further connected. So, Ron, you mentioned that the healings you gave us were samples, and that we can receive complete healings through the online healings you have on your website, creationlightship.com. So I wonder if we could take a minute to look at the robotic mechanical body healing you created in response to all that you've seen, witnessed, and noticed in us, and how those robotic programs affect us. So if you'll help me understand this healing, it looks really great. You've got 21 body areas that are listed that can be cleared, and then you've got steps associated with each of those and also dimensions. The steps include the hearing, communicating with your spirit, repetitive speech, repetitive motions and actions, repetitive thoughts, immune system, backup programs. And so also, Ron, would you explain the dimensions? You've got starting with the third dimension all the way to the eighth and higher.
Okay, yeah, remember, as if you're in the New Age movement, we'll say, or you have that information, everybody thinks that you're changing your consciousness and moving into a higher dimension for new consciousness to understand more. Well, that's why we put it in there. So this is for the New Agers who have that belief system and who are being stolen and taken to these higher dimensions. Remember, in true light, there's no such thing as any dimensions. It's all the same. There's no higher self. There's no lower self. There's no higher self. There's no middle self. There's no whatever people talk about. It's all the same. Light is light. So there's no spiritual hierarchy. But yet down here, you're talked and told about a spiritual hierarchy, and you have to move up into a higher state of consciousness, going to a new dimension. Well, that's the dark side teachings, and those do work, and there are dimensions in darkness, so that's why we put them in. This is to help people out who are trapped in a higher consciousness and being pulled into robotic programs in the light of the darkness dimensional system of the spiritual hierarchy brought forth by the Galactic Federation. So from that, that's why we have it. So if you do feel yourself being pulled to another dimension, or think that you're there because you have maybe clearer thoughts, remember thoughts are the darkness anyway, then that means that you have a connection to something outside of yourself that is of non-light, and you're just moving up the elevator, we'll say, to another state of being and more of the light of the darkness. So that's all that it is. We have that on there. So I'll do a clearing for you here just to show you how it works. So think of it. So let's just say that you're there listening right now and you say, yeah, I was told that I moved from the third to the fourth dimension because my spiritual teacher told me that I did and passed this course, and now I'm going to move up, or they gave me an attunement and I'm moving up now. And I got more DNA strands activated, so now I'm in the fourth dimension. And I look down upon people now in the third because they didn't go through what I did, and they have a higher state of consciousness, or you do. So what we're going to do is change the energy here, and we will release you from part of the energy of that fourth dimension, and then we'll go up to the fifth. And you can just see how your body feels, because all this is garbage. All this is false light, and nobody wants to be hooked up to false light. So we're going to get you out of it momentarily here to help you out. So here we go, releasing the fourth dimensional energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. And this is much like having universal mind, one mind consciousness, so that you can go up into a higher state of consciousness to blend with more people, your spiritual buddies and pals, you know, thinking that you're evolved here. So let's go into the fifth dimension energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll go to the sixth dimension. Trying to save your soul here. Save your spirit from being trapped that you put it into. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And seventh dimension, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll just stop there. So you may have felt some energy shifting in your body. And that's because maybe without you even knowing about it, that special attunement that you had by Guru Harry, 4 years ago, put you into another state of awareness and connected you to the unwanted universal travelers in that dimension to steal more of your spirit, your soul, and your physical body's energy. So that's the way it works. So that's what they do. They're a master at that. They have a lot of ground crew down here. Remember, in true source energy, everything is separate. There's no such thing as oneness. There's no such thing as everybody being connected and everything like that, because it doesn't exist. Everything is unique. Remember, you're not the tire on your car. You're not the oil in your car's motor. You're not your father or your mother. You're not a grain of sand. Everything is separate. So when they talk about oneness, that's what they're trying to tell you, is that you're all connected energetically, which would mean that you would be corded to everything that's around you. And I don't think anything wants to ever be corded. I don't think you want to be corded. Why do you want something to suck off your energy, like a mosquito taking away your blood? That's the way cordings are. It takes away energies from you. So in that system, you would be connected to everything and energetically corded to it, causing you problems. So back to you, Kathy.
I must be missing something in the grander scheme of things in those teachings, or we're looking at important points, because if we were all of one mind or a universal consciousness and always expanding and shifting into new energies, why would there be so many tragedies, sorrow, and pain? And
if universal mind was so good and things like that, and you think that this energy outside of yourself is so wonderful and you believe in that system, then I can ask you a question. Since there was an event that happened a few days ago back east, why did you cause that? If you are a part of the collective consciousness and all is good, then why did you cause that to have happened, or it hurt other people during the situation? You have to take responsibility for that if you buy into that system. Your energy caused that. So I can ask you, why did you do that to other people? Back to you, Kathy.
Well, earlier you mentioned that the robotic programs take up space in our bodies, that where our spirit should be. And so this clearing is designed to thoroughly remove the programs, including a backup program that's been embedded in us. Then it also includes the body energy shrink wrap, which is great to use just in the clearing and any time online. You can set it for as many minutes as you'd like. It also includes the entity removal, and I'm discussing the robotic mechanical body program clearing that Ron has created, that listeners from his other radio programs have mentioned helped them feel absolutely wonderful, and they didn't know how shackled they were until they did this clearing. The clearing also includes the body part retrieval, which is interesting because it also includes body part integration, as well as spirit retrieval and spirit integration. So, Ron, could you please explain a little bit about the body part retrieval?
Yeah, basically, let's just say that you went to the dentist, and or even maybe, when you're younger, we all lose teeth, right? Or you went to a dentist, you had a tooth pulled, maybe you had your appendix out, your tonsils or whatever. You still have those energies, so you want to bring those energies back to you because it's needed to be in your spiritual blueprint. So very possibly, it had a lot of trauma. Naturally, if it had a toothache, your spirit cannot come into the tooth itself where the pain is, and maybe also into your gum, so maybe, or your jaw, so maybe you still don't have spirit energy there, and maybe you had a tooth pulled 30 years ago, and it was painful. That's why you had it taken out. Spirit there now may not be. So let's do a clearing to help you out with that. And think of when you maybe went to the dentist, maybe something else happened, but everybody typically had some teeth removed throughout their life. And maybe, you know, maybe your teeth are perfect, but, you know, when you, you know, got new teeth from your original baby teeth, maybe it was painful. One of them came out. So your spirit may not even be with you. Maybe you lost a tooth, had some pain, and, you know, that could be, you know, 20 to maybe 50, 60 years ago. So here we go. You need to select the location that we're dealing with now in order for me to help you. So we'll work with teeth. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So what we're doing now is helping you with that. I'm going to first take away entities, because if you have pain, entities come in. And there could also be a body program in you to have that happen also, to bring in energies or to have something released from you. So we'll get rid of entities, because pain definitely attracts entities. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we're going to get rid of the pain energy that you may have had. And if these are still with you, so your spirit cannot come into your body with this situation is happening to you. For everything works in the now with your spirit, and your now is what happened, you know, maybe 50 years ago. So here we go. One, releasing this from you, pain. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll take out the program that you have. Remember, losing your teeth would be a program. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, remember your current program is that you probably won't live to be over 100 years of age. Well, we know about people who lived over 100 years in different cultures where maybe they lived to be 300. Why do you have basically maybe 70 to 100? Because the program got changed, okay? Oh, you live in a program, an alien program. Now we're going to do a spirit retrieval. So we first got to help your spirit out, because your spirit has entities probably attached to it. If not, it will definitely have the pain and the trauma of that situation. So you don't want your spirit to come back into you with that to reinforce what you've got rid of. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Remember, your spirit is perfect until it gets contaminated and it loses its light codes, okay? And that's what happens. So as you go through life, your spirit gets contaminated through living here by taking on situations and events and everything else that happens to your physical body. Your spirit just collects that. That's why the older you die, because your spirit's fully contaminated. Lost all of its divine light codes. So back to you, Kathy.
So we just heard that the aliens created dental program, so we could have lose our teeth and have some pain. And I'm sure anyone who's had an infected tooth or lost a tooth or even a root canal will relate to the pain that the teeth can cause. And so Ron just cleared out the body, the missing tooth, and the entities that were there enjoying the pain and living off of our misery. So, and then the clearing also includes the spirit retrieval, the spirit integration. So, Ron, have you done that for us yet, the spirit retrieval?
Yeah, what we're going to do now is bring in your spirit energy into that location. So we cleaned your spirit off, and now we're going to integrate it back into your body there where it left, where it could not come in because it was actually forced out of your body, and then it was contaminated. So here we go. I mean, into that location, this is your choice. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, now it's coming into your body instantly. And to try to help you out with that situation that you had a long time ago and had no spirit energy there. These are just strictly sample clearings. That's why we have clearings on the website, so you can go in and actually much more than this here to help yourself. But this is just a way to show you what the darkness has done to you. The program is about robotic programs that's attached to your body. And there's plenty of movies out showing this, and it's quite interesting as you fully understand what's going on by watching the movies, because you're going to first see it happening, and now you can realize that it can happen to you too. So, and it is happening to you. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, I can understand that, Ron. I've seen plenty of movies, even Disney films and cartoons, and ever since the 20s, these kinds of movies have been out, showing robots or robotic actions or humanoids and things like that. Before we conclude in the next few minutes, Ron, I wondered if you could take off some of that robotic energy from our feet. That might feel real good.
Okay, here we go. So work with ankles, feet, and toes. So releasing that robotic program. Maybe you can walk a little better. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll just snap my fingers here because our show is coming to a close here. There we go. Taking away energies there. On the left foot right now. Now going to the right. There we go. So as you walk later on, you can experience that. You can put air cushions on people on the next program that we have. We'll see what happens. Wonderful to feel energy underneath your feet. So back to you, Kathy.
I'd like to read a few comments that you get, Ron. Then I'll turn it back over to you for the mind-to-heart drop for our conclusion. Ron gets a lot of comments and emails from listeners of his 5 radio program, and here's just a few that people sent in that they wanted to have read. What a shame to see people be so in denial of the true light and the true ascension. Another person said, it is very obvious how the darkness tries to stop the truth and yet copy the light. So back over to you, Ron, for the mind-to-heart drop.
Okay, so remember, this you should be doing yourself. You don't need to do this at all, but you must command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop into your heart. So you have to command your spirit, otherwise it's working with darkness, and the dark side spirit that would be with you that is instantly brought forth will do this, and you will think that you're very, very happy doing the mind to heart drop. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. So you should be in your heart. Enjoy this, everybody, and we'll see you next week. Okay, everybody, so we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit, and then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head, and the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart, and you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.